the huddle. 101 point to the game, all on a count of four. Intern 12 is here. DJ's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing, handsome?
I am feeling very vaccinated, thank you.
Well, first of all, I just want to say this. TJ, how was your update? Boy, you were stroking there. You mispronounced every word. Every name.
No, but I like the idea of the Philadelphia New York hockey teams getting together and becoming the Flylanders.
The Flylanders?
I think that's an awesome idea.
Luke said that was a rough sports update.
What's wrong with the...
TJ, we still love you, and you can hear already Arnie clearly yelling in the background, stroking, stroking. By the way, as Jonathan
said... You don't follow
said,
the Flylanders?
No.
That could be a pretty good team.
I would have put in my update maybe the score of last night's basketball game.
Yeah, whatever. It was a blowout.
Well, I still would have had that in the update.
Well, we don't at past noon or 1 o'clock.
Oh, shut up.
The night before scores.
You are absolutely right, TJ.
Thank you. It's old news.
You shut up, old man.
All right, let's talk about Halleck.
Wow, he's bringing them all out.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Halleck is one of my favorite holidays.
I said Halleck.
Right, which is wrong, but that's all right. Oh. And are the Sablers a good team? Are they hopefully better than Buffalo?
The Sablers are like enablers.
I used to follow the Stablers, but
my concern was that perhaps the vaccination is causing some problems.
You're like that reporter that just was talking gibberish on the air, and people got all worried. It was like ha 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 ha.
There's a couple of tongue twisters in the sports.
Today.
I love the Flylanders. I think that's a very good team.
If English is a third language for anybody, it's for me, and I don't make that many mistakes.
You can't even say socks.
Or Fenway.
I can't even roll my R's.
We did the tease again today, saying, hey, coming up, we'll have tickets to give away to Fenway. It's like, what the hell is Fenway? There's no such place.
You making fun of my accent after he just tripped over like nine names? Are you serious?
I didn't trip over nine names. Martin Perez.
Yeah, you did say Martin, which is correct. That was impressive. I would have just looked at it and said Martin.
And you got Jones right. That was right.
Mark?
Pavlich.
Pavlich, yeah. That's what I said.
How many times did you ask me how to say that?
7 million.
Boy, that's a sad story. That guy. Wow.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
But anyway, yeah, the vaccination went well. Want to thank everybody up in St. Albans, not for the usual reason. This was a much different reason than most of my trips up there.
What was the first thing I said when I walked into to work today to you?
I don't. How would I know? I did.
I said, did you get the Johnson & Johnson?
Jerk face? I think it was what's up, jerk
face. Well, other than what's up, jerk face.
Hey, a-hole, I think he could have said. Yeah, that's how it usually greets
me. I said, did you get the Johnson & Johnson shot?
I did. I couldn't believe my luck.
And you had no idea how I knew that.
Yeah, now how again? I've already forgotten.
My wife got a call from somebody and said, you better get the Johnson & Johnson shot because...
Aren't you going to use your wife's voice? Like you always do?
Yeah, that was... you better get the Johnson & Johnson... Well, no, this was to my wife.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you better get the Johnson & Johnson shot because they were scheduling like 3 months out. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. It's no good after like 5 to 6 weeks. So why would they do that? I called. I go, shut up. What is wrong with you?
You told your wife to shut up.
I go, what do you believe stuff like that for? So
26 years of wedding bliss.
Yeah. I got the Moderna today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
6 a.m. at the Walmart in Berlin.
That's why you're scratching
so
much.
I'm telling you what.
Scratching. That is funny.
I got up at 5:15 this morning to be at Walmart at 6 a.m. to get a shot.
How was it?
You think Walmart's a show at 8 p.m. on a Friday night?
Yeah.
Woo! Man, you ought to be there at 6 a.m.
Who's there at 6 a.m.?
I'm telling you what.
Who's shopping at 6 a.m.?
A lot of people in their pajamas. A lot.
It's one of the few places you can go and feel thin.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel a lot better about myself after my trip there today.
Did you get to go inside or was your shot outside?
No, I got inside. Yeah.
I always feel healthy when I go to the fair.
Now you have to go back and get another shot, right?
Yeah, May 12th.
So you got to wait a while.
4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, that's what they, you know.
I couldn't believe it. I drove into the parking lot at Collins Purley in St. Albans today for 9:45, ran into a bunch of people I already knew that were getting shots. It was really awesome. It was like this big party. And the guy parking people couldn't have been a nicer guy. And he says, it's your lucky day. And I said, why? It's Johnson & Johnson Day.
I'm still not sure why you had to pull down your pants to get your shot, though.
What is wrong with you?
I understand that. Which is more effective?
Wouldn't be the first time I pulled my pants down in St. Albans.
That's a little too much. Leave the jokes to me. What's the more effective one? Do we know? Is it the one shot or the two shots?
I have no idea.
I mean, who knows?
I don't really care.
I pretend I'm a doctor, so
yeah, but
I should
don't you think
that.
If they say you only need one shot, then are you going to trust them that you only need one shot?
I would say
happy.
Give me like seven. just keep injecting me with that stuff.
Actually, Thursday night there might be seven shots in St. Albans.
So you're lucky you don't have to go back. You are ready to partay.
I am. I feel great. I mean, how do you feel, TJ?
I feel fine.
Yeah, it was nothing. Everybody's like, oh, yeah. And so far, I have not been turned into a government microchip zombie.
I didn't even know the shot happened. I turned away, and I didn't even know she did it. I mean, answering the stupid questions in the registration was more stressful than anything else.
I was like, do you have gonorrhea? No. Do you have? I mean, it was just no. Right. Not that I know of.
And then it was like, do you have a problem with your race and indicating?
What?
I didn't see that one.
Do you have a problem indicating your gender and race?
Oh, God, was that on there?
And I'm like, well, I identify as a Pacific Islander. You know, but
but it went, it was exceedingly smooth. And I mean, for somebody who's been getting, foot-long needles stuck into my knee for the last 20 years, it felt refreshingly good.
And you said the day after is when the have the ill effects set in.
Hopefully it's not Thursday.
Here's the deal. My wife has already had hers. She had it like a month and a half ago because she's a healthcare worker. And she did not have any symptoms or side effects from the first shot. The second one, the day she got it, it made her feel a little bit of like the onset of a flu was coming on. And then the next day it was gone. So,
yeah, was there a lot of people there to get the shot?
Yes, the place was full. No, it was extremely well organized.
Sticky and leave.
I started telling jokes and everybody left. So
I couldn't believe how many people said, "Oh yeah, love the show, love the huddle." It's apparently we're hot commodities up in Franklin County. Someday I'm going to get you up there.
Come by, listen to the show, get a free shot while you're up there.
Yes, sounds good to me.
I love that. How funny!
I'm expecting many free shots Thursday.
So I'm the only one that hasn't been vaccinated.
You're the troublemaker in this place.
You can't get it from me now.
I can't get it from anyone.
I don't think intern 12 has been vaccinated.
He hasn't? No.
All I know is I can see my family. So.
It goes by what? The old people first, people with pre-existing health conditions.
The old people first. So if you can see what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm.
And then the ugly. I think it's the order it goes, right?
It must be since you haven't had one.
Yeah, so then the good-looking people start going, which is my group. Okay, so
the basketball stars.
So it's the old people, pre-existing condition, and the ugly people, and then we get to go.
Whatever.
Don't get mad at me.
No, but it was great. It was. I was very pleased. I don't feel like the government has taken over my body. I'm hoping for the best. There's no microchips.
Well, you don't
know
about that because Glenn just said from Moncton with that shot. Now you no longer need to step up to the mic. They can hear you now. So. Don't call me on your phone anymore, please.
It didn't affect that plate in your head at all?
I was just really impressed. It was really good. I find it very amusing that you were in a Walmart in Berlin at 6 o'clock in the morning for any positive reason.
I can't believe it was packed, though. I thought it was just going to be like a couple of people
packed
scraggling on in, and that's it.
Packed isn't the word. It was full. They were moving along. But it's not like we were just jammed together.
I'm going to show up in a lab coat, pretend I'm the one giving the needles.
Now, where are you going?
How great would that be?
Where's yours?
I'm going to Walmart.
I just think it's so funny that Walmart is going to save lives.
Yeah, I'm going to Walmart on Friday, April 16th, I think it is. I can't wait.
I'm going to get my shot in a tub of that macaroni salad from the deli.
Kevin's, there you go. Kevin's, I may get some barbecue. Kevin said veterans, no matter what age or medical condition, can get the shot. Through the VA.
They should.
And then the ugly people. I think that's the way it goes there, he said.
I didn't hear that part.
You didn't hear that part? Well, you had your shot, right?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Okay, well, there's proof there.
Ken says the only place worse than a Walmart is a Walmart in Barrie.
Wow.
There is no Walmart in Barrie. It's in Berlin.
There's your buddy in Plattsburgh, your female friend, TJ.
Telling me I'm hot again?
No, that says I refuse to be their experiment. No shot for I.
Oh,
nice grammar.
Okay.
No, that might not be your female friend. There's about nine Plattsburghs.
Oh, is there nine Plattsburghs?
None of them that text leave their phone, their first name, and all it says is 518, so I'm assuming Plattsburgh.
Jonathan said, Arnie, when do you get your shot? I said, Friday, April 16th at, I don't want to give the time. I don't want you hanging out there at
Walmart.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure people are going to care.
Somebody inject me like full of air or something like that, and then I die on the spot. That's how you kill people.
It's the Rich Show.
That's how if you want to ever kill somebody, you just inject them with air.
Yeah, it's called an aneurysm.
Yeah. But yeah. Rich is like, he thinks we're kidding.
Did I pronounce that right for you?
Because it's aneurysm. Like air.
Did I get that right?
Wow. Halak.
Halak. I can't wait for the 5 o'clock already, the update.
We should have listeners do the updates.
Okay. Are you going to set that up?
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Keep talking. I need to continue my lunch here.
No, don't eat your golf. Would you stop? Mm. What is wrong with you? You know, if we had any real bosses, they'd be coming in and yelling at you.
My lunch is literally a bag of goldfish.
I had a friend of mine who walked out to get a sandwich and got his producer fired because they couldn't fire him because he wasn't back in time.
Imagine TJ gets canned because I'm eating goldfish on the air. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't look at it and not eat it.
Imagine the paparazzi at Arnie's shot looking for autograph pictures. Here's Arnie Spanier getting his COVID shot at the Walmart.
Who the hell is Arnie Spanier?
No, don't put that used needle in the sharps container. Can I have that? Mr. Spanier, will you autograph this?
Travis in Plattsburgh, good week in New York. 30 and up for vaccines and mobile sports betting passed today. Ooh. Yeah, we still don't have the mobile sports betting, do we?
No. Sorry, I'm
eating. You're still you're disgusting. You're disgusting.
Now it's all in my teeth.
You just feel like you're better than everybody else because you got your shot. You can do whatever you want. I'm better than everybody else. I'm Rich Haskell.
Do I sound any different?
Yeah, I can do whatever I want. All right, we have a lot to get to. Ken White River has already given the Jaylen Brown updates for us. So
I know this is not the night for him to say my knee hurts. I can't wait for that.
He doesn't get to pick what nights his knee hurts.
I know, but how great is this night? This is the night you dream. We've been dreaming of. We've got the Red Sox, the Celtics, and the Bruins all playing at the same time. It's just like I've got to find a sports bar tonight.
Jonathan said Clay Travis didn't mention an outkick for beating him today. He also forgot that Bertie Fratto had Baylor to win. I finished in fourth
at Fox.
Remember, I was dead last and Clay Travis was reading my name? No such retraction from him. So
yeah, but that game, that messed up an awful lot of brackets right to the very end.
Luke wants to know about the Paul Pierce story. That's pretty crazy.
Yes, it's getting weirder.
At first, I was laughing about it. I go, "What? That's what you get? You're getting fired, and that's the way it is." But then I'm thinking about this, Rich. It was in his house. Alcohol is not illegal.
Right.
Marijuana is not illegal. He lives in California. Mm-hmm. So what exactly did he do wrong?
Because I have no idea. The court of a public opinion is going to clobber him, I'm sure, just for making a dumb decision, but nothing.
But this is. But we're not the moral police.
Exactly.
We don't get to judge. Am I supposed to say, I don't like the way your girlfriend looks and dresses, so you're fired, Rich? I mean, can you imagine? Seriously, can you? I don't like that your girlfriend's an Instagram model showing her backside. Right. You're fired.
Well, ESPN doesn't want to get a bad name.
I understand that.
Yeah, he'll be
like they don't. Yeah, they've already gone through bad times.
At the end of the day, George brings up a good point. Paul Pierce worked for Disney.
I understand that, but then again, you know, ESPN. Well, look what they put on as a product. Are we going to start looking into the backgrounds of every football, basketball, baseball, hockey player? No, we're not going to do that. It's just, you know, you can't. Remember, again, if you were doing something illegal, I could understand that. But you weren't illegal. You were in your own home. It wasn't even like you're out. Right. Now you're saying you can't even do that in your own home. Think about that for a second.
No, it's not
you
like
can't
doing...
even do legal stuff in your own home. What? By the way, what got him fired? Was it the marijuana, the alcohol, or the women?
I don't know. None of them are illegal.
I think it probably...
I think it's
the optics of all of it in a cancel culture world.
That's exactly what George said, too. And that's right. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's because Paul Pierce worked for Disney. That's the black and white of it.
Well, first of all, you could take a look at some of the announcers that work for ESPN that have been in fights that we've caught or have done bad things that have been in trouble. And they're still working as announcers and stuff like that. We don't say anything about them.
So yeah, but I'll tell you, if you noticed the last few years, though, people coming and going from that Bristol building, I mean, they're just in and out of that place.
Well, Paul Pierce has been offered a job.
Yeah, I heard about this. What is $250,000
$250,000 a year.
For what?
From the website, the Adult Cam website, Cam Soda. They have offered the NBA legend a six-figure deal to work with them on an NBA show that would feature exotic dancers. I actually have the letter right here. Dear Paul Pierce, I saw in the news that you've parted ways with ESPN after you posted a video to your social media of yourself and exotic dancers. Being that you are now unemployed, I'd like to extend to you a position at Cam Soda as our first ever NBA analyst. You would be required to stream yourself live on our platform every week.
Oh, jeez, that's a great idea.
And discuss happenings around the NBA inside the NBA be damned. Here at Cam Soda, we champion exotic dancers, cam girls, and sex workers. We would be more than happy to accommodate your penchant for women, and you'd be free to stream with them while they twerk in the background around you.
I mean, what's the difference between that and, remember, 20 years ago, people started, they had the naked news.
Yeah.
What the hell's the difference?
What's the difference between that and cheerleaders, what they wear?
Well, they wear something at least.
Well, very little. Very little. That's for damn sure.
Hey, $250,000 is nothing to sneeze at.
I mean, no, that's $250,000.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have to have naked women dancing around me and talking
while
about sports.
While I talk
sports.
About the NBA.
Instead of talking about sports with you two dancing around me.
You're right. When you put it that way, it does seem a little more appealing.
So as a Celtics fan, Paul Pierce wasn't the greatest analyst anyway. There, I said it. That's Ken and White River. Tony says, I think Paul Pierce may have had the wrongful dismissal lawsuit if he wants to press it. He gets fired for having a party in his house. Pretty silly.
God, if I ever got fired for having a party in my house every time I had a party in my house.
There's no way that he's got a wrongful termination suit. There's something in his contract.
Well, you do have to represent.
Says,
you do have to represent the company.
Yeah,
but then again, now you're being judgment. Now you're saying what is legal. By the way, but it's legal. So you're saying because it's legal, you're not allowed to have scantily clad women at your house drinking. Or by the way, he wasn't drinking on it, was he? You just saw it in the background.
I wouldn't watch that, of course.
Here's the thing, though. It's not whether it was legal or illegal. It's the optics of it. And it's the optics of it.
Yeah, but we're not the moral police. Again,
I understand that. But Disney's got a house of mouse and a brand to protect. And ESPN's part of that brand. And if you're doing things just like, hey, a baseball player on the field could do something that's not illegal, but it could be deemed detrimental to the game. So ESPN has the right to say your actions were detrimental to the network.
No, there's no such, I don't know anything that's legal that's detrimental to the game.
What about what Matt St. Albans suggests? This happened within a week or two of it, saying he didn't need to watch the basketball games to analyze them. I'm guessing they were happy to have any reason to get rid of him. He wasn't very good anyway.
I agree with him 100%. That was stupid.
He was on the cliff, and that sent him over it.
Matt says, doesn't Disney own porn websites down the line of ownership? I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I would have no idea.
Sean in South Burlington, Paul Pierce will not fight wrongful termination. He never plays defense.
I like that.
Can we get a bell for that? That deserves a bell.
Let me get my bell. Yeah, we've been very cheap on the bell there.
Well, the goldfish were in the
way. Oh, by the way, somebody did send something in here about your shot. Did you see that go up?
Yes, it's something to do with, I got to wait 2 weeks. Or...
No, not that guy. Here. That is right. You did say it right. First time texture, you have to be 2 weeks out from your vaccination before you're safe. Johnson & Johnson, 70%. The other two are
94%.
Yeah, that's about right.
Now, 70% what? Effective?
Effective, yes.
Well, what the hell am I taking that for then?
Because we're telling you to. You just do as you're told, Rich.
I am reporting for my shot.
My
70%?
My wife wants us to get the Johnson & Johnson, but it's only one shot. I'm like, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. She's all freaked out about going to the Bahamas. I don't care, but she gave me all those one-star reviews. Sounded like the worst place in the world to go to.
70. Oh, yeah. That was fun. 70%. That's like Arnie's shooting percentage.
I wish it was 70%.
All right. Hey, I'd just like to point out that my shot was 34% more effective than yours.
Yeah. Well, you got to go back. How about if I get two Johnson & Johnsons and just don't tell them?
But then you'll be 140 and your arms will look like Popeye.
Then your Johnson falls off.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You went there.
Wow.
See, and he controls the 7-second delay button, so there's nothing we can do.
You went there. All right, 802-655-6672 if you want to go jump on in. Tom Fertitta, text line. By the way, no TC, no Tom Karen today. Because he has to tape or he has to do his TV show at 4:30. So we're not going to be able to do it today.
But one thing that is coming up today, box seats.
Yes.
Red Sox, the boss's box seats right behind third base. Be listening for the sounder to win. We're doing it all week.
All right. By the way, Sox win. Sox win. Sox win.
Woohoo. They're on their way, baby.
1-3. Does this change anything? Does it really change anything?
I think it just did anybody really think they weren't going to hit? The surprise to me is that Pivetta pitched well. He walked four, but he pitched well. That's 3 out of 4 starts that have been good.
So you think, if they lost this, it would have been over, but now that they won, they're right back in things of 162 games?
No, but there's the panic would set in, and it would be even worse at 0-4. And then, I mean, you've got to win at some point. You can't get into one of those 0-8 holes or you're done.
Well, it was good to see them put runs on the board. There's no doubt about that.
And the key for me was Bogaerts getting 4 hits. He had done absolutely nothing. Now the problem is Rafi Devers is 0 for a. Through all of that, 11 runs and 16 hits, Devers in the 5 hole goes 0 for 5
Bogaerts,
and is now hitting 0.
I saw a story that says Bogaerts trying to help Devers work through his hitting slump.
Yep.
We're 3-4 games in. Relax yourself. What happens if you go a whole week without getting a hit, right?
Well, he's getting there.
I mean, unbelievable.
I think for most fans, relief is a big word for last night. It's just a relief that they won and they got the season going now.
I don't know if it really changes all that much, to be honest with you. I still think it's starting to look like this is just not going to be a very good team.
No, I just think they're a .500 team with very little pitching, but so far they're not either of those things. The pitching's been quite good, at least other than what's-his-name, that clown Garrett Richards.
Wow.
But we'll see what happens. Steve in New Haven, by the way, just chimed in. TJ, my math is 100% better than yours. Your shot is only 24% better than Rich's.
Just seeing if you're paying attention.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing there, TJ? And I agree with you. I go, yeah. I'm like an idiot. You go, yeah, Rich. 72% better.
Oh, Jericho.
Just seeing if you're paying attention,
Steve.
What the
hell's wrong with me? Gosh.
What is this from Kevin? I can't read that. Can I?
Probably not. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I can. What do you think?
Read it. I don't have it in front of me.
I bet Rich also uses those crappy condoms they give out at health clinics that also are 70% effective.
Wow. I would have said, no, don't read that one. That one I would have passed on.
So
that
optics
one I would have
that
said,
are,
let's forget about that.
Those optics might be detrimental to the brand.
I would have said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and pass on that one. It was good to see Verdugo get a couple hits.
Yep.
He was 0 for life, I think, for the Red Sox.
Well, the whole lineup was 0 for, except J.D. Martinez, who's started out like a house of fire. I think he's enjoying being able to see video during the game.
Everybody had a hit, like you said, except for Devers. Now batting, what is he batting?
0.
No, he...
Yes.
He doesn't
he's
have 1 hit?
He's 0 for 11. Because they sat him out one game.
Okay, I got you. Okay. One game already, they had to go ahead and... But you better get on the bench there. We need to go ahead and get some hits.
Peter in Williston, I was outdoors with a neighbor. Sorry I missed the open. Are you guys actually talking sports already? What for? Come on.
Yeah, we did go to it a little early today.
Yeah.
Well, because the Red Sox won. Had they lost, we probably would have waited a long time to get to it.
Yeah. We were talking about vaccination shots and fun things going on at 6 a.m. at a Walmart in Berlin.
Well, look, at least they won. At least it's not going to be, you know, a complete debacle.
Yeah,
heading into today. You
well,
know?
The last 2 years they've started out. What was it, 6-18, and then they were 2-9 the year they started out on the West Coast, and they were buried. They had no shot after that. I understand 2-9. That's 11 games into 162, but you can't get that going on in your head. You can't let the doubt creep in, and clearly it would have. You can't start out 0-6 or 0-7.
I heard the stats Stan Patrick gave about my Mets and DeGrom. DeGrom is ERA, I think, like the last couple of years is like 2.0-something or 2.1-something. When he leaves the game and turns it over to the Mets bullpen,
yes.
The ERA is 6-something.
And they also never hit for him.
It's ridiculous.
Every game is 2-1.
It's ridiculous.
Didn't he have a losing record 1 year and he had an ERA of like 1.8 some ridiculous thing like that?
I saw the center fielder for the Phillies on a fly ball start running back toward the wall. Realize, it wasn't hit that hard, and started racing in, and the ball dropped in front of him. That's what I saw. I'm like, holy cow!
So, TJ, your Phillies winning every game this year?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
How 4-0 in the Braves? What are they, 1-3 now? 0-4, whatever they are?
Fighting Phils are for real.
And explain to me how Fernando Tatis, after taking 8 million swings during his baseball career, can just suddenly crumble into the dirt after a swing.
What happened? He swung with all his might and what, his shoulder?
Just crumbled. Yes.
Dr. Chow said that he's probably going to have surgery more so than not.
300 and what? 40 million?
Now, this is just not a swing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what happens.
They just gave the guy $300 million and he's out indefinitely after a swing.
No, that's what happens. That's right. I mean, yeah, you signed that $340 million contract, and then the next thing you know.
I've seen people throw out their back sneezing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I threw out my back eating a cheeseburger.
That'll teach you.
Yeah. I dropped a french fry while eating a cheeseburger, and I went down to pick it up, and it hurt my back.
3 weeks ago.
Because I don't want to waste the french fry.
I stood up during the floor workout at Orange Theory and couldn't move for 2 days.
See, that doesn't happen to you a lot.
Never. But I was useless for a couple days.
Didn't Sammy Sosa do something?
Like
he coughed.
Was it a sneeze or a cough?
Something, yeah.
Rich doesn't need protection. He's been shooting dust for years.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, Peter said, I remember when Sammy Sosa coughed and missed 3 games.
Yeah.
Lionel Simmons, remember him from LaSalle, the basketball player? He missed 3 games because he had Nintendo thumb.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, I swear. You Google Lionel Simmons and Nintendo thumb. I didn't know there was...
Who's the baseball player who was so afraid of spiders, he jumped up and crashed through, or something happened, and while he was getting away, he hurt himself?
Bobby Ojeda almost cut his fingers off with one of those grass trimmers. Almost lost some fingers there.
Yeah, wasn't he involved in that horrible boat accident?
Yes, he was. Absolutely,
there
he
it
was.
Is. Glenn Allen Hill's birthday. Remember Glenn Allen Hill?
Yeah.
After an imaginary spider attack, he went on the DL.
Yeah, Peter just said Glenn Allen Hill. Peter knows everything. God.
I don't know if you've ever seen that movie that Ricky Bobby is in.
That kind of narrows it down.
Yeah. He was afraid of the imaginary fire. It ruined his career.
No, since I didn't see that movie, I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea. Well, let me give it a little ring out of sympathy.
Yeah, we'll just give it to you.
Thanks.
Sean says Wade Boggs pulled out his back putting on his cowboy boots.
Or eating chicken or something.
No, that's only on game day he eats chicken.
Oh, well.
And Peter says he's a sad, what does that say?
Oh, come on. You can
repository of useless info. It's true.
Yep. That's the first time I ever heard you use the word repository.
Thank you. I'll put that in my language out there.
That's the list on the resume.
And it says, Shane said David Price hurt his wrist playing Fortnite.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. I remember that.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Gosh, how funny is that?
I enjoyed seeing him blow that one getting Dodgers
hurt,
game the other day.
Getting hurt playing Fortnite. How do you explain that? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
That's a video game.
I understand
Gosh,
that part.
Gosh, what is wrong with you?
It could be right in front of me and I wouldn't know it.
Oh, yeah. Kevin said the best one was the Raiders kicker that broke his leg celebrating a made field goal. That was Grammatica.
Yep,
but I don't think it was for the Raiders. I think it was like for Tampa. The Cardinals or something. Or maybe Tampa. I don't know.
Who was the guy who played for the Giants that blew his fingers off on 4th of July?
JPP.
Paul, yeah.
Yeah.
Who just won a Super Bowl with
Tampa.
Less fingers.
Yeah, that kind of sucked. Blew like 2-3 fingers off.
Well, he's laughing now.
Well, you got a Super Bowl. That's true. Yeah, there's been a lot of them. But Fernando Tatis, that's not going to be money well spent right now.
Unreal.
I'll tell you that. Who's pitching for the what's going on for the Sox tonight?
Who's after Pivetta? Now they're down to the real.
Martin Perez.
Oh, yeah, they're down to. Well, he was pretty good last year. All I did was hammer on him in the preseason, and he turned out to be the ace of the staff.
Did I say that right for you? Did I get that? Martin Perez?
It's Perez. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Tell with you, NBC.
It's Martin.
Anyway.
By the way, we're going to be giving away Red Sox tickets during the course of the show today. So be prepared for that.
That's right.
People go batty for that when we give that away.
So. I'm impressed that you remembered since you almost completely forgot yesterday.
Kevin said Plaxico Burress shot himself, then went to jail. Yeah, he shot himself in the leg.
And caught a huge touchdown or a catch in a Super Bowl to beat the Patriots.
Wait a minute. He works with me at Fox.
You ever bring that up?
No, I don't do the show with him, but I don't think I would if I did.
No.
Hey, Blacks, remember when you shot yourself?
Sort of like Jim Rome talking to Jim Everett.
Oh, we're going
to
play that later on.
Oh, that's right. Today's the anniversary of that.
Today's the anniversary of that. No, I would be afraid to bring that up to Plaxico.
I'll bet.
Yeah, I don't think he'd appreciate
that. He's not a small person.
He'd probably want to choke me out. I mean, I'd love to bring it up and see his reaction, but I could pretty much guess what it's going to be.
You know, a lot of people who would like to choke you
out.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
much
true. Please tell him to get in line.
Yeah. Peter said Bobby Ojeda mangled his pit. Yeah, I said that.
Yep.
I brought that up earlier.
Yep.
There's been some crazy injuries. All right, the Top Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. How's that Sam Darnold trade now have any more meaning for the Patriots? We're going to get to that. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. What are we pointing to the game?
What's on my radio tonight?
Seriously? We've got all that. Can't wait.
The Sox look to make it two in a row against the Tampa Bay Rays at Fenway Park tonight. We'll have the pregame to start coverage at 6:10 on 101.3 The Game.
Finally, TJ came up with a winner there.
Thank you very much.
Way to sing that one, TJ.
Yeah.
Way to sing that one.
And I thought your guitar work was exemplary.
Well, I was going to play it originally on the accordion, but figured.
I wonder how many people miss out because they run because we have a commercial and they run back and they're like, oh, I missed that. I want to hear that again or something.
And plus, they always wait for the Poop Fix ad because they can't get enough of it.
Yeah, they love that one also. All right, Top Fair Tire text line if you want to get in, 802-655-6672. By the way, we should mention congratulations to Baylor for winning the championship. They pretty much clobber Gonzaga 86-70. Game goes under the 160 total because Gonzaga did not shoot well.
No, they didn't. And the game was over the second it started. That
it was 29-19, but they did get within nine, I believe, at one point.
I mean, yeah, you just kept waiting for that run from the best offense and the best system in the entire nation. And it just never came.
No, it didn't. Disappointing. Is the whole season a waste if you're Gonzaga? I mean, you get that in the NFL or in pro sports. But is the same thing count in college football or basketball?
Yeah, you bring up the NFL. It sort of feels like the Chiefs a little bit to me, where they just roll and everything.
Feels like
your
Patriots
winning.
Losing to the Giants?
Yeah, that too.
That too? Maybe that too?
Or the Eagles?
When did that happen?
Yeah. It's like losing there and then not having the perfect season and your season's done. All wrapped up in the one. You should be used to something like that.
Yeah, there's no question Gonzaga can't. Plus, it's the second time it's happened. At least this wasn't a heartbreaker at the buzzer, but they just... They were never in it. Did you see Suggs after the game? The guy looked like he just lost his entire family.
Yeah, he was balling.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's gone. He might even be the top pick, don't you think?
They were barking that. Yes, they don't buy into that. No, he's not going to be the top pick. The kid out of Oklahoma State is, but that's beside the point. He's a good player. I'm not going to say he isn't. It was just heartbreaking because they never got going, as you mentioned, from 29-10. They closed it within nine, I believe, and that was really it. And Butler for Baylor hit a couple three-pointers to start the second half off, and I'm like, okay, this is over. He's hot.
Yeah, when they went on that run and got it to 29-20, I said, okay, this is just the way it's supposed to be. They're going to come back. My thinking in the first 10 minutes of that game when they got themselves down by 19 early was that all this does is set up a great finish, and I kept sitting there and thinking, Gonzaga's going to be Gonzaga, the team that blows everybody out by 25 points every night. And it just never materialized. So congrats to Baylor.
All right. We know about the Sam Darnold trade. He goes to Carolina. And notice this. What was so funny?
He's waving wildly.
Oh,
wait.
Go ahead, TJ. Go.
It is our privilege and honor at this time to award the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Trophy to head coach Scott Drew and the Baylor Bears.
So is it Drew against Few?
Yes.
It was.
By the way,
I never thought of that.
You probably don't know this. When Scott Drew took over the Baylor program, and this isn't a joke. You Google this real quick because I kind of forget the whole story. There was a player on the team that murdered another player on the team.
Yes, that was a very big story. I remember that.
I mean, you want to talk about taking over a program that was a mess.
Yep.
We're talking about murder. Now, his brother coaches Grand Canyon.
That's an up-and-coming program.
But his brother, he took over for Dan Marley. His brother was the one that made the shot. As a guard for Valparaiso,
yes.
Remember against Mississippi as a 15 seed,
yes,
over a 2 seed,
unforgettable shot.
It was unbelievable. But congratulations to him. By the way, Shane said, have you seen Suggs' high school football highlights? He was a stud quarterback too. Turned out a lot of big offers. I know he turned down Ohio State. I forget what the other one was. He was okay. He was okay.
We maybe never would have known what Justin Fields could be.
Yeah, well, he's okay. I mean, I guess if Ohio State could offer you a scholarship to play football. You got to be more than okay. I'm guessing
that,
Rich. Yeah,
that also means you're not playing.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was a quarterback. I don't know what they would have used him as, but he was a quarterback in high school. There was no doubt about that.
Speaking of quarterbacks.
Yeah, Darnold gets traded. We know about that. Now it comes out that the Atlanta Falcons say we're shopping around the number 4 pick. They're
I'll
ready.
Bet. That is the pick right there because the other three are pretty much predictable.
Well, number 5 is, who's number 5?
Cincinnati.
They've come out and said, we're shopping around our first pick, and we're not going to ask a king's ransom. We're not going to hold you hostage to that.
Well, 5 could become important, but we've got to wait to see what Atlanta does with 4. They've got Matt Ryan signed a massive contract with a huge salary cap hit if they let him go. He's 35? He's still got a couple of years. I was pretty convinced they were going to let him go, but he's obviously under contract for a big hit. So they're going to keep him around. The question becomes, what does Atlanta want to do with that? Because that guarantees you one of the quarterbacks.
It goes to show you they're trying to get rid of their picks now, because teams are going to trade up to the number 4 and number 5. After that, the quarterbacks, you know, they'll probably be one more. Now the rumor is that Mac Jones is going to go number 3 to San Francisco. I just find that so hard to believe. I look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And I guess
what
they say,
happen?
Yeah, I guess if. If you want a quarterback, it doesn't make a difference if you take it at 3, 10, 15, or 20. But I think that's not a good pick for San Francisco.
I have no idea. In fact, this is the Falcons' first top 10 pick since they picked Matt Ryan.
Yeah, they're...
So it's been, I mean, they've been a pretty consistent franchise.
They could trade down. There's no reason for them to be picking at number 4 when somebody's going to offer you a couple of first-round draft picks. Are you okay? Are you stroking out over there? What the hell is wrong with you? You
Jamie.
Broke the microphone.
Jamie!
What is wrong with him today?
That very heavy microphone just fell. It's a good thing that the board was in the way.
I think he was trying to eat the microphone. He's so hungry.
Never produced another child.
I was a lineman in high school, but I caught it.
You know, ever since you've gone on a diet, you've been different. I don't know what it is, Rich. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know.
That's not going to get fixed. You might as well just leave it till the
break.
Yeah,
you might as well just hold it. You broke
that. He's holding the microphone in his lap.
Yeah, you've just broken it. You've destroyed everything now. Shame on you. Doug and Milton, Rich, I'm pretty sure you were wrong when they traded the first round pick into the top 10 to drive Julio Jones. I don't even know what the hell
this
that
is
means.
The Falcons' first top 10 pick since 2015 and their first top 5. Okay, you are correct. I'm wrong.
Wow.
See, what I did was I saw first top 10 pick since Matt Ryan, but that was not the case.
I think Carolina's going to have some buyer's remorse over this Sam Darnold thing.
No, I don't think so.
I did. Well, listen, here's the deal. The Panthers are a year out of giving Teddy Bridgewater $33 million. All right? And you got Darnold coming in, and he was outplayed by the corpse of Joe Flacco in 2020.
Yeah.
All right? You look at the tape, and look, nobody disputes that Sam Darnold is coming from a Jets team that didn't have any weapons, didn't protect him, didn't, you know, all of those things. But, you know, other than a few flashy plays, Sam Darnold doesn't have anything, and I think the fans in Carolina are going to go, okay, here's another mediocre Cam Newton wannabe fill-in,
well,
and how many years down the road are we now?
Look at the quarterbacks drafted since 2006 in the first round. Joe Burrow, Tua, and Justin Herbert in 2020.
You're going to go this entire list?
No, because it's Kyle Murray and Daniel Jones, both of them. I mean, I love Murray, but I don't like Jones. Mayfield, Darnold, Josh Allen, and Rosen were the four taken in 2018. And only Josh Allen right now is the good one.
So,
and then you had Mitch Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes. Trubisky's a bust.
Yeah, but Ian Rappaport says the Panthers were the sole suitor for Darnold. No one else was even interested. So they were essentially, because the Jets had really given up on the fact that he was going to sit on the bench, you know, and be a backup. So they were really bidding against themselves.
Well, you would keep him on the bench as a backup. You were going to take the number two, the number four, the number six. No
Correct.
Reason to keep him on the bench as a backup. They'll get somebody else. Too many. Plus, he's making about what? $18, $19,
right.
$20 million
right.
dollars
with
this
more
year.
To come.
Yeah,
yes.
It was never going to be on the Jets.
No, but that trade is interesting from the Patriots' standpoint because obviously it solidifies the Jets are taking a quarterback at number two. We can assume it's going to be Zach Wilson, so Lawrence and Wilson are gone. The expectation is the 49ers will pick at number three a quarterback, and then you move down the Panthers at number eight, no longer in the mix for a quarterback, so that leaves the Falcons. Let's see, Broncos, Lions.
They may move up. The Broncos are being rumored to be moving on up.
Falcons, Broncos, Lions, and Eagles, and ahead of the Patriots.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of work to do. Everybody was like, oh, this is great news for the Patriots. Not really. You've still got a lot of teams in the way.
Right. 802-655-6672. We'll come back. We'll finish out the hour with Gone But Not Forgotten. Plus, if you didn't hear that clip with Aaron Rodgers on hosting Jeopardy, you got to hear this one. It's awesome. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3.
Hi, it's Dr. Fauci, and tax day is right around the corner. Want to make sure you get the biggest refund possible? Then come to H&R Fauci. Yes, I'm not only a disease expert, I'm a financial expert, and I'll help you file your taxes the Fauci way.
So, Dr. Fauci, do I have any deductions?
Yes, you can deduct your masks. Write them off.
Nice.
Did you buy hand sanitizer? Write off the hand sanitizer.
Excellent.
Did you go to the grocery store? Did you wear a mask? Write off all the masks you wore for each trip to the grocery store. I need receipts for every single mask. Chop, chop.
Well, I don't know if I have those. I need to...
What are you doing? Stop digging around in your purse. That thing is swimming with germs. Get out of my office.
Yikes.
So if you're ready to file your taxes, come to H&R Fauci. I'll do your taxes for you. Put on a mask and call now.
I love that one. I like that. By the way, remember, we're giving away Red Sox tickets sometime during the show. We'll pick a number, and we'll take that number caller on the...
pick a number?
You're not promotionally strong, are you?
Well, I wanted to... Why no. can't I mix it up? Why?
I wrote you a nice little paragraph there with the name of the thing and everything.
Why would you write me a whole paragraph? You want me to read this whole thing?
No, I don't want you to read the whole thing, but at least you could read the title of it.
Bo Sox Bonanza!
Yes!
That's the first time you said the actual name of the contest. Yes, basically, when you hear the sounder, then you'll want to be a certain caller.
And yeah, I said, pick a number caller.
That's not what you said.
It's exactly what I said.
How did he put
Didn't I say, I'll pick a number caller?
When it comes to contesting and marketing, it's a little rough for you.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not one of those guys.
I'm not
guys.
As smooth as you, huh?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I'll take caller five.
All right, well, we'll give it away Red Sox tickets. Did I make myself clear on that?
Yes, and by the way, no, I'm kidding. We're not taking caller number five right
now. No, we're not. All right, real quick, I want to, should we do Gone But Not Forgotten real quick first? Should we do that?
It's Tuesday, so it's time for Gone But Not Forgotten. Thanks to Elmwood Minier Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Burlington.
You know, I didn't have a lot of good ones, so I'm going to give you one. I don't know if our audience knows this person. Rich, you do, right?
Why? Because I'm old?
Merle Haggard.
Oh, sure.
The Hag.
You don't know him. Country music singer.
I don't know Merle Haggard? Are you kidding me?
Didn't you work in country radio occasionally?
Yes.
How would you talk as a DJ introducing Merle Haggard?
Hey, everybody.
It's the Hag.
It's the Hag.
On the Big Frog.
Is that how you talk? Would you talk like with a little bit of an accent?
We're going to play the top 2,000 in a row while I take the day off. Here we go.
Check my recipe for beer can chicken on the website.
No, I don't think people know who Merle Haggard is.
That's Johnny Paycheck.
People don't know who Merle Haggard is in Vermont. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
That's like saying they don't know who Phil Scott is.
He's 79 years old in 2016. So now he'd be 84.
Right,
nobody,
right, but he's dead, right?
Is right, that but the whole so, point yeah, but he's segment? Old. He's old, though, so nobody really remembered. People like our age, Rich, knew who he was. People
right,
are
if you're
music.
20, you don't intern 12. You ever heard of Merle Haggard?
No, hey, he has no idea.
There was
Merle
this
Haggard
guy named
is.
Elvis. Have you ever heard of him?
You know who Elvis is? Okay, he knows Elvis. Oh, yes, Merle Elvis. Haggard's not Elvis.
Elvis Costello, yeah.
Gosh. Ben, the only smooth on Arnie is the top of his head. Thank you, Ben. Do you guys answer us on the Top for a Tire text line? Do you guys know who Merle Haggard is? I'm just kind of curious on that. A yes
That's
or no.
definitely age dependent.
Go ahead, Rich. Who do you have there?
Gone but not forgotten, the red. In the Red Sox uniforms.
Yeah.
You hear this?
Yeah.
The Sox, of course, known for their traditional white uniforms with red lettering and the iconic B, are unveiling their first jersey with no red at all on it. It's all part of MLB's first major jersey collaboration with Nike. Here we go. It is inspired by, and it's kind of cool because whenever you see a Boston Marathon runner, one of the things they get at the finish line is this cool yellow, kind of a mustard yellow and light blue jacket. Mm-hmm. You see him wearing it around proudly, as well you should if you can qualify for that race, which mm-hmm. I never have, by not even close. But it's inspired by the Patriots Day holiday and the Boston Marathon. So it has a marathon bib patch with 617, which is Fenway Park's area code, on the left sleeve. It's yellow with the word Boston in light blue across it. Mm-hmm. It's radical.
Lil Nas X had nothing to do with the design of this. Is that what you're saying?
Who?
Lil Nas X.
Will Nas X?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Nas X. He's the guy that made the Nike Satan sneakers that they're suing him over.
Yeah, that's it. Will. Yeah.
No,
Willie.
Not Will.
Billy.
Billy. Yeah, Billy.
Lil Nas X.
Jack in North Carolina. Arnie's too big time. They can't have contests with 250 million people. Shane says, no clue who Earl something is. Ben says, I'm 44. Yes, I know him. The code is 35, and I love the Hag.
There you go.
He's just repeating what you said. He didn't even know they called him the Hag.
Talking about his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, Boston Red Sox wearing yellow and blue.
Juan says, can you even call it a Red Sox uniform with no red on the jersey? Come on.
Red sock.
Yeah, there's no red on the jersey, Rich.
No,
Come on.
The hat is the light blue with yellow.
Michelle in Underhill, who is quite frankly the sweetest listener we have, says, I grew up listening to him.
Are you calling her old? Oh my God, take that back.
I said she's the sweetest listener we have.
You called her old.
Just because she's sweet makes her old? Can you not be young and sweet?
I used to listen to Alabama. Remember them?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm guilty of loving the third degree.
View you from the cheap seats.
You ever heard that song?
View from the cheap seats.
Is that what it's from?
That's a baseball song.
That's a baseball song, but that was Alabama.
They were good, right? Yep. They were pretty good. Little Alabama.
Horrible. I had to play that crap.
Arnie's moved on to the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
First 10 years of my radio career, I had to play nothing but that stuff. Adult contemporary slow music.
The reason we didn't get TJ's joke is because of what Ken and White River wrote. He wrote, wow, TJ 100% butchered Little Nas X pronunciation.
No, I did not. Little Nas X.
So this is a person.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Intern number 12, who's in the demo, says that's how you say it.
Well, if intern 12 says it, then it's got, you know, I have no idea.
His christened name is Lil Nas X. His name isn't like Bob or something.
He's a rapper. Who created Satan sneakers?
Absolutely.
And left the Nike logo on them. And now Nike's not real happy about it.
Okay. God, I sound old.
So anyway.
You do sound old.
Luckily, I'm only in my 50s.
I want to get to the Aaron Rodgers thing. We don't have time. We'll do it next segment.
We can.
Oh, you screwed up and you talk so much.
So we still haven't given away those Red Sox tickets, so I guess it's happening in the 5 o'clock, huh?
Well, considering I wrote it on the piece of paper what time we were going to give it away.
You would
see when
now.
We were giving it away then. I wrote it down on it. It says ticket giveaway.
See, I know Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm not that old.
Sing a few bars.
Give it away now.
Plattsburgh says, please don't sing again.
Yeah, Ben Allberg says, Arnie, stop singing. My dogs are having a seizure.
Dogs do have seizures. Like, it wouldn't be because of my singing. Just maybe they're just not that healthy.
Ben seems a little bitter for a guy who lives in the islands. I thought the Islanders were always happy.
I do like Allberg out there. It's a little too far.
Yeah, that's a hell of a commute.
That is a commute.
Yep.
Right out there across from what, Alamote?
Wow, you actually pronounced the town correctly, and you knew where it was.
TJ, why you not play some Merle Haggard at the rejoin tune from
we
Dougie?
Can?
Or a little Bonnie Taylor?
Bonnie Tyler.
You mean Bonnie this guy Tyler? Has ripped me for my enunciation all day today, and he says Bonnie Taylor.
Other than Jay, Dougie, there is zero who know who Bonnie Tyler is, okay? Zero.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, God, I've heard of that. I've heard
she
that.
Can't sing worth a lick.
Is that the only song she has?
She wrote It's a Heartache.
And she I've heard that one, too.
It's a heartache.
Nothing like a heart. That's the worst song in the world.
She totally can't sing, but she's laughing all the way to the bank.
And she was dating a Vermont country musician named Wayne Warner.
Uh-oh, I better hope he's not listening.
Wow. For a while.
James said Rich is clearly having a crisis right now the way he keeps mentioning his age. You are having a crisis.
I'm not looking forward to Thursday.
I think you're going through a midlife crisis.
Well, I hope so, because that means I'm midlife, not elderly.
Said, turn around, bright eyes. Turn around.
Yes, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse. No, that's it. Is that the
yes.
song?
Yes, written by Jim Steinman.
Bright Eyes.
Who wrote all the Meatloaf songs.
Really? Yes. I didn't know
can't
that.
Can't you hear that song and hear the Meatloaf in that song?
No, I can't hear the
it's
Meatloaf.
It's totally a Meatloaf song.
Yes, it is.
She was in a turbo accident that destroyed her throat.
Oh, no. And I'm making fun of her?
No. She couldn't sing before the accident.
All right. TJ's going to tell you what's trending. We'll get you ready for the Power Hour. That's next. You're in the huddle. What am I pointing to the game?
This. Keep it on the download.
The Game. Trending now.
Good afternoon. Jake DeBrusk back on the ice for the Bruins after bringing the COVID-19 protocol over. Goalie Yaroslav Halak tested positive for COVID-19 on the shelf. Jeremy Swayman was summoned from Providence as a backup goalie until Halak gets the clearance to return. Denver going to host the 2021 MLB All-Star Game. The game will be played at Coors Field after Major League Baseball opted to move the game out of Atlanta due to recently passed voting laws in Georgia. The death of a member of the Miracle on Ice U.S. Olympic team has been ruled a suicide. The medical examiner's office determined that Mark Pavlich died of asphyxia last month at the age of 63. He was on Team USA's 1980 gold medal winning club in Lake Placid. Check it out, sports. Martin Perez starts tonight for the Bo Sox against the Rays at Fenway. Pregame on 101.3, the game at 6:10. 6:35, the Orioles at the New York Yankees. 7:05 start for the New York Mets at the Philadelphia Phillies. The Celtics will try to win their third in a row tonight and move above 500 when they host the Sixers. Pregame on 960, The Zone at 7 o'clock, NHL ice. Bruins rematch in Philly tonight. Islanders at the Caps. Rangers welcome the Penguins to Madison Square Garden. And the Sabres are at the Devils. All four games at 7 p.m. I'm TJ Michaels, and you are up to date. Now let's go back inside the huddle with Arnie and Rich.
101.3, The Game.
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. It is the Power Hour of the show. Usually we have TC Tom Karen here, but he had to go ahead and do some Red Sox stuff. So,
see, again.
They're wearing two socks.
Could be, wait, what? One,
there is no such thing as the Boston Red Sox.
One could be a bloody sock.
So, yeah, that's a great memory.
I could say the Red Sox and the Bloody Sox.
There is no such team as the Boston Red Sox.
How about if the Red Sox Bloody Sox?
See, I said Halak wrong one time. I got it right. You Sox is
Halak. Come on.
You mean Halak?
Yeah.
Travis, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Travis and Plattsburgh Swayman starting tonight, so technically not serving backup until Halak is back.
Yes, today, well,
Jeremy Swayman.
Darth Vader is the backup.
Yeah, Jeremy Swayman gets the start. By the way, he was one of those, is he a 97? Is he like 22 years old?
Yes, 22? He's 22, and he was.
He's a 97.
He's a 97?
That's the year he was born. That's how we judge him. That's how we.
You know we're getting older.
No, I just say that because that's how you tell somebody's age when you're a hockey parent. You don't say somebody's age, you just go, how old's your kid? He goes, he's a 97. Because that's you play by age by their year, and he's the same age as my son. And I remember him Was he scholarship to Maine? Is that where
he was? He was a great junior season
and I'm like,
in Maine.
Why is he getting a scholarship? My kid's so much better than this guy.
Yeah, much better.
Much better than him.
He had a 940 save percentage in Division I hockey.
Yeah, he played well. He did play well.
The only game I saw your son play, he gave him 13 goals in one game.
But they were a good team.
He seems like a nice guy.
They were like the Philadelphia Flyers of the ACHA hockey.
It was the Adrian College hockey team.
Yeah, but they're ringers on that team. Stop it.
Ringers? It's Adrian College.
They're a bunch of ringers.
They were like the Flylanders.
It was Linden State of hockey. But anyway, tonight is unbelievable. I need to go to a bar because I need multiple televisions. You've got the Sox, the red hot, one game in a row.
I was
Boston
flipping around.
Red Sox.
Yeah.
You've got the Celtics in a huge game. Look, all these four out of their last five doesn't mean a thing if they go out and get blown out by Philly.
I was rotating games yesterday. I had the Bruins, the Mets, the Knicks, and the Nets.
How great is that?
And then I switch over to the basketball game to start things off there. Yeah,
at 11 p.m.
Yeah, 9:20 was late.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was a little late there.
But tonight is one of those dream nights for sports fans, Boston sports fans. You've got that huge Philadelphia game against the Celtics. I'll believe in them a little stronger if they win that game tonight. And now it turns out they are without Evan Fournier and Jaylen Brown. So, poof, there goes 40 points off the board. And then you've got the Bruins with this kid, Swayman, who you know, I hadn't heard much about. But he was unbelievable at Maine. He was 8-1 with a .933 save percentage at Providence this year. With a 1.89 goals against average in the AHL.
Right, right.
So this is kind of exciting. He's a fourth-round pick out of the 2017 draft. They have high hopes for him. And, man, I'm psyched. If they can find a goalie, because Tuukka, just as Tuukka does, seems to disappear when it matters most.
So now they got to move up the East Coast guys to the AHL and then the Fed guys to the East Coast. So that makes room for my kid down at the bottom
there
feeders out there.
He could play for the Macon Whoopee.
There you go.
Yeah, for Macon, Georgia.
There is a Southern League. No, below the Southern League, there's a Federal League, too. I'm serious.
The Federal League?
Yes, it's like the slap shot is what it
is. What is that, like Saskatoon and Moose Jaw?
No, it's small towns around the United States like you've never heard of.
I've heard of all of them.
Even you go, what?
All right, let me look it up. What's the league called?
It's called the Federal League, and it's towns rich that I've never even heard of. The Federal Hockey League. And it's barely states I've heard of. let's just say that. So, yeah.
But it's baseball.
Yeah, it's the Federal Hockey League. It's some towns that you've never heard of out there. Trust me when I say that.
Federal Hockey League standings. All right.
Yeah, some of them went defunct. Because
of course.
You have to look up last year's standings because of COVID, but they're going to be coming back after the COVID thing. But, yeah, there's only like four or five of them now.
Elmira.
Oh, so there's one in Elmira?
Isn't that Alabama? Oh, no, that was the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
The big game tonight is Port Huron against Elmira.
Port Huron, Michigan?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Columbus, but it's probably not Columbus.
Yeah, it's not Columbus,
it's
Ohio.
It's probably Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, it's down at the bottom of the bottom out there.
There's only like four teams in the whole league.
It used to be like 12 or 16. And everybody just decided to take hiatus because of COVID.
There are four teams.
Yeah.
Elmira, Columbus, Carolina, and Port Huron.
My son tried out for a team. He was going to make it, but then they folded. So there's his luck on that. All right, I want to get to this real quick. We got to do the Aaron Rodgers thing first. I want to get to the Aaron Rodgers thing, TJ.
That's great stuff.
Aaron Rodgers was the host of Jeopardy yesterday.
Yes.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Welcome to Jeopardy. As a lifelong fan of Jeopardy, it is an incredible honor to guest host.
He looked good.
Yeah,
he looked a little stiff.
Had the hair slicked back.
Yeah, he did have the hair slicked back. I liked the suit. I think it was Armani.
You're right, though. He was kind of stiff. But you know what? I give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to see how he sounds on Friday. That's a hard thing
to do. It is a very hard job. It is a very hard job.
There's a ton of editing that goes on. You don't just go out there and everything works perfectly on the first take.
You get paid $15 million for the year.
Wow.
That's what Alex got paid.
To work one day a week.
Not one day a week, my friend. I wrote this down.
Is it one day a month?
I want to say total of 50 days a year.
Yeah, so
what Alex,
crazy.
Yeah, what
so
Alex
once a week, basically.
No. What Alex did was he just got it all. He would do it all in 1 month, like film five a day and do it like, you know, like five, all in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Wow.
Just spit, churn it out. Boom, yep. Boom, 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 boom.
And everybody had to bring changes of clothes in case they won.
Because you can't ask people to come back week after week after week. You right. gotta do it in like one day's. The winner just changes clothes. Is right. What happens there.
But I thought he was dry, but I think that's his personality. That's why it's amazing to me that he's got all these commercial endorsements. And
he got that dry humor.
I mean, he did pretty well. What did you guys think on the text line? I'd be interested because he was dry, but I thought it would be worse.
Do you have the final Jeopardy question?
I do.
Let me listen to this. Listen to this one. Go ahead.
Category for final today is daytime TV personalities. And a clue. Accepting a Lifetime Achievement Emmy, he said, just take 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Over to our two-day champion on the end. Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose. Zero. Thank you for that, and congrats on your two-day win streak.
Yeah, he's just so dry.
Now, I got to tell you this. I did not know this about Jeopardy! Dan Patrick spilled the beans. While they're writing out the final Jeopardy! Answer, he sees what they're writing.
Oh, so
the host behind the right. Alex.
So he can plan out his response.
Exactly. Okay. So he could have come up with something better than that. Now, good for him. He played it off, and right. You know, learning TV, because there's a lot of editing and stuff like this. Even Alex made mistakes, and they just had to cut it out.
Constant editing, yes. Yeah. You think they just show up and...
No. I told you, when I was on the Newlywed Game, we had to do some serious editing. Serious, I mean...
Mostly
because
everything you said
my wife,
had to be bleeped
out. Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny. Who told you to kick that field goal? He said, I would have said, no, you got to ask the coach on that. I would have liked that one. By the way, he was talking about the answer was Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers. So he was the one that says take 10 seconds to reflect on the people that came before
you. Sounds like Fred Rogers, yep.
I do love him. I do love that guy. So
who, Aaron or Fred Rogers?
Both. I do like Aaron Rodgers. I have no problem. I know he doesn't like Colin Coward, but I actually like him.
I think that took a lot of guts to stand there and do that. As a guy who had never done anything like that, as a guy who's been accused of having absolutely no personality. And I think that took a lot. I was very surprised that they had him do it.
Well, he was good when he was a contestant. He was a contestant on the celebrity part, and he crushed it.
Yep.
He's not Peyton Manning. No. When it comes to some of those commercials that Peyton does, I think those are hysterical.
I still think the Peyton Manning United Way public service announcement in Saturday Night Live was the funniest thing I've seen in the last 20 years.
He starts throwing at the kids and stuff like that. I just love that one.
Get to the portalette.
You got to watch the one that the Jamie Kennedy Experience when this guy used to be big in the day. That guy, you remember him?
No,
I remember Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, he takes his kid. He gets his kid involved in the act, and he tells his kid that this is an underprivileged kid, and the father got a $10,000 donation to bring his kid to practice and to meet the Miami Dolphins. So they meet some of the big players, and the father keeps jumping in. Yelling at his kid, you got to catch the ball when they throw it to you. You got to toughen them up, don't you guys? Toughen them up. And you hear them saying, I'm going to flatten this father if he don't stop. And one guy had to talk to him. He's like, if you don't shut up, I'm going to crush you in front of your kid. And they finally had to tell him, dude, you got to relax. This is a joke. Because he was getting real serious, right? You got to look that one up.
Dougie with a good point. Are Mr. Rogers and Aaron Rogers related?
I don't think so. It's spelled differently. It's spelled differently out there.
Kevin says, I think Arnie should host Jeopardy and mispronounce every answer.
I don't think I would be good at that game. I did get I did have a chance to try out for the dating game, which they gave to, what's her name, Wilson, the singer?
Wilson
Carney
Phillips.
Carney Wilson.
Use the term singer loosely, but yes.
Wow.
Well, nothing auto-tune can't fix.
I like her and the three of them together. Yeah.
Wilson Phillips.
Yeah. That one?
Oh, yeah, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that was a good...
That narrows it
great
down.
Song. One More Day, I think it was called.
Na-na-na-na.
Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, yeah, I had a chance. They pay good money on something like that to be the
So
game
you
shows.
Almost went on the dating game.
I told you I almost got to fill in for Maury Povich on, and you are the father.
The funniest thing is, one of the richest people on television you will ever meet because of her syndication deal is Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Judge Judy makes her
right up there with Oprah.
Yeah.
She may have more than Oprah. I don't know.
She deserves it, putting up with those yahoos.
Yeah, I love that show. Absolutely love
you
it.
You love Judge Judy?
Love Judge Judy. Can't get enough.
Is that how you stay home and study every afternoon?
I have it recorded, and I just catch up on the thousands that I have recorded out there.
Man, I'm telling you, you're batting 1,000 today. Wilson Phillips, Mamma Mia, and Judge Judy.
Mamma Mia was on last night, by the way.
You got it.
Didn't have time to watch it, but it was on last night. Can we get to the Jim Rome thing since we're going to play cuts right now? Jim Rome, this was...
What's the anniversary today?
23 years ago, 1997, so 24 years ago.
24 years ago, that's disgusting.
Jim Rome, who was a big name back then, he's still, I guess, kind of a big name since they pay him $30 million a year.
Yeah.
But Jim Rome...
He's on 960, our sister station.
Okay,
day.
So he would...
You didn't know that, but
yes, I did, CBS. Oh. And he would make fun of Jim Everett by calling him Chris Everett.
Yes,
the tennis player.
Who was a big star at the time.
24 years ago,
right.
Yeah. She was a pretty big star at the time.
Chris Everett Lloyd?
Yeah, Chris Everett Lloyd.
Yep.
I guess Jim Everett had enough. And he came in to do Jim's TV show. I forget the name of the show. I have no idea.
It's called the Jim Rome Show.
I was going to say.
That's his radio show. The TV show was like, not up close, but it was something else. But anyway, Jim Everett came in to do the show. Here's how it went.
It's Jim. Good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett. Good to have you on the show.
You know what? You've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well,
somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. That, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a five-minute segment. Our five-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a couple segments out of you.
Well, it's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good to see you, too.
We've been talking like this behind my back for a long time.
But now I said it right here.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got no problem.
Well, I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris.
And all hell breaks loose.
He flipped over the table.
Oh, he attacked him.
You know, one thing I learned from that day.
It's like Martin Downey Jr.'s show.
Oh, my God.
Just because they're not like an offensive or defensive lineman, they're still pretty tough guys. How big is Jim Everett? Like
6'4",
6'5", 200 and something pounds?
Yeah.
They can, even if it's a punter, they still can kick your butt, Rich. You know, there's still football players
maybe
out
yours,
there.
But yeah.
There's still football. Well, he's not a small guy, Jim Everett.
No, I'm not saying he is.
Rich, I dare you to meet him in midfield and tackle and see who comes out hurting more.
As Peter says, the Jim Everett, Chris Everett deal was Jerry Springer-esque. I mean, before Jerry Springer was. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, and he, Jim Rome, lived off of that for forever.
Well, he almost lost his whole job over that.
Almost lost his life.
But you know what? As crazy you think I am, and I'm a shock jock, could you imagine if I did that now? Where I was interviewing something, and by the way, you think you would have learned your lesson when Jim Everett leaned forward and says, "I bet you don't say it again." You know what, Rich? I bet you're right. I'm not going to say it again. But Rome had to act all tough and said, "I bet you I do." And then he had to. But you know who does that? You invited the guy on your show. You're going to insult him to invite him on. You could have a debate. I've had Jesse Jackson on. I didn't insult him.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, at least I show him the respect for coming on, and you want to debate something, let's debate, but what's with the name calling? I never really understood
right.
that.
And this was way before social media. Cable was barely going, and Jim Rome was on, and as Logan from Burlington tells
Rome
us, the show
burning.
Was Rome is Burning.
That's what it was.
Rome is called. Yes,
thank you, Logan. And the thing was is that was your only – you got to see that one shot of it happening, and it was a big deal, but you can't really say – that was sort of before things went viral. But that went viral. That was all over the place.
His boss,
producer.
It's not his producer, but the guy who managed him.
Mm-hmm.
They went out to dinner that night, but he also started Fox Sports Radio. And they looked at each other and said, "Your career's over." He goes, "Yeah." It was a good run. They thought that was going to destroy him.
Yep.
Absolutely destroy him.
Did just
now,
the opposite.
Now it would. Now it would. Now you could you imagine getting into a fight? Like, since his name's in the news, Paul Pierce, If I or how about Plaxico Burress? How about
getting beaten up by strippers?
How about if I said to Plaxico, "Hey man, how about let's talk about the time you got shot in the leg," and he said, "Yeah, how about not?" And we just move on. And I just go, "How about not? How about we do it right now?
Tell me about
come
that
on,
night.
Tell me, Plax. What'd you not have the safety on? How long before I can get him to come up and choke me out? I'm just curious. About 30 seconds, if that long? I would never do that, though, Rich. I would never think about doing something like that.
What kills me is if you watch the video, it's the smirk on his face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rome's?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Like, he didn't have the smirk when he got taken down.
Like, you want to choke him out.
He threw down Rome. Rome's not a big guy.
No.
He towered over Rome.
Yeah, he did. Rams fan Ralph says Jim Rome's an ass clown, if that's his claim to fame. Well, it was for many years.
Oh, that was a big thing.
Yeah. Colts fan Dave in Colchester. Arnie, shock jock, more like a jock strap.
Wow.
Now, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but they always say, you guys always, Arnie's the shock jock. You're just being shock jock. Yeah, I never did anything like that. Never embarrassed myself like that, that's for sure.
No, I never did either, except the time I had to wear a Speedo at the end of 189 in the middle of winter and hand out bagels.
Jonathan said, Plaque shot himself. You made it sound like he got shot by somebody else.
No.
No, but I mean, if he doesn't want to talk about it, they don't want to talk about it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So this happened 24 years today.
1997. I think it was 97 or 94. 97, yeah. God,
what happened?
That was a long, but you saw, you didn't get to see the video. You just heard it. The look on, you know when somebody's not messing around.
Right. Yeah, sort of like the border guards when I went over the border 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, this was the first, 30 seconds of the show. And the way Jim Everett leaned in, and I'm like, damn, he's a big guy. I don't think I want to mix it up with him. You could tell he got right in Rome's face. He goes, I bet you're not going to say it again, big boy. Yep. He baited him into saying it again. He wanted to crush him. He wanted to take him down, man.
They're probably best buddies now. They probably tour together and sign autographs.
I don't
for
think
money.
So. I don't think so. I haven't heard from Jim Everett in a long time. Peter says, let's ask Cottrell Sprewell and PJ Carlissimo. Yes. Yeah, he tried to choke him.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Yeah, there's some people that have absolutely just lost it.
And that's all he's famous for, too. Latrell Sprewell was a pretty good scorer in his Warriors days.
Yeah, he played for the Knicks, too.
Yeah. But they don't care about that.
Well, Jim's had a great sports career. There's no doubt about that.
He's on every day.
But, I mean, geez, it was all over the place on Twitter. People were retweeting that one from 20-something years ago. It was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, still can't get over the expression on his face and the little mealy-mouthed nerd. That guy, Everett should have broken him in half.
Yeah, could you imagine if he seriously hurt him, though?
Then there'd be two Jim Romes. We don't need that.
That's true.
Gosh. Yeah, that was that was certainly big. Did we have Twitter back then? I don't know if that was.
Oh, jeez, no.
Oh, no.
90s.
No.
Okay, so that could you imagine if we had that now and something like that happened?
Great
that
publicity.
Would be everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
Great publicity stunt. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't a stunt, but it sure worked.
Yeah, that's what Dougie said. That turned out to be a great publicity stunt. Jump-starting Rome's career. Now Rome probably makes a ton of money. He had his own TV show there. Like you said, Rome was burning at his radio show, and Rome was making serious money even back then. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about him.
Even more than I do?
Yeah. Yeah, he was making big money. Wow. I've got to meet him a couple times at a motivational speaking thing.
My name is Matt Foley.
Wow.
And I am a motivational speaker.
I guess that's from a movie.
Yeah, I guess so. He was
from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You'll be living in a van down by the river.
Oh, that's Chris Farley. That's right.
He was one of the motivational speakers with John Wooden and people like that. And at the end of the seminar, we got out on stage and Rome introduced us. And he goes, I want to introduce the cast for the new sports show, 150. And he goes, genius. Just points to me. Doesn't say my name. Like, oh, Rome knows me, man. How about that? That's cool.
He even left out the stinking genius.
Yeah, just went right to the nickname.
So did you make a motivational speech at that point? What did you say?
No, I had nothing to say.
Been funny if he
would
have
went. There was no motivational speech from me.
Been funny if he would have went.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce you to the new show. Here's Chris Everett.
Oh, jeez.
He never would have been a co-host on this show if he'd said that.
Too funny. But, Jim Rome, Jim Everett forever. We'll remember something like that. That was absolutely incredible. And one other story we didn't get to yesterday, by the way. I told you about Odom, the head coach from UMBC, who got the job at Utah State. I think we actually mentioned it in the scraps, but we really didn't get to mention Coach Becker. How much did we say? We find out how much Coach Becker made? About 260, 260.
I thought it was 240, but say okay, in that neighborhood.
Okay, yeah. So we're in the same neighborhood. Let's just say 300. We'll round it out. We'll give him a little bit of a raise.
Yeah.
I hear Odom's getting about $800,000 for that Utah State job.
For Utah State? Is that really any bigger than UVM?
Yeah, actually it is. It's a better conference, and it's not a one-bid conference. And Reggie Theus was coach once there. It's a pretty good job. It's a pretty good job.
I've just never heard of Utah State.
It's a stepping stone for a lot of people.
Yeah. But so is Vermont.
Jordan Love, the quarterback for the Packers.
Who?
Played for Utah State, the backup quarterback for the Packers. Jordan Love.
Oh, okay.
Remember the one they drafted to make Aaron Rodgers all mad?
Yes.
That's where he played at Utah State.
Yeah, he played a lot last year.
But how much longer till Becker's going to say, I want to make $800,000 a year?
I don't have an answer for that because you've been asking me that same question for 5 years. That's like saying, should they? I think they should go to a bigger conference. After a while, I just don't have an answer for you. I have no idea. I think that getting dropped by Hartford in the semifinals probably didn't help.
And by the way, what did Odom do anyway? Yes, he had that big upset victory, but how many times did he win America East?
Right. Not very often.
But and look at what Becker's done.
No, but that Virginia win sure didn't hurt. I mean, UMBC is usually pretty good, but Becker's record isn't a ton better than that. No, you're right. What about the possibility John Becker really likes being here? And he just says, you know what? I make enough money, and my family is here. This is Burlington, Vermont, the greatest city on earth, which it is.
Eventually you can't.
Other than the potholes?
Eventually you can't. No matter how much you like a job, somebody comes offers you three or four times more. That's what you are. You're a coach. You have to go on and try to hit the best you could be, and that's working your way up. No, he's gonna eventually have to take it. Maybe it just hasn't been the right opportunity or hasn't gotten a lot of offers yet. So we'll see what happens there. Peterson.
You don't care what Peter said right now because that's something that I have to say that's much more important. Caller 5.
What?
Right
Why?
Now.
Just no, it's more than 5? Just 5?
That's what it says. Bo Sox Bonanza, your chance to win box seats.
Wait a second. Don't answer just yet. Go ahead.
Why?
Well, give a second. Go ahead.
The game is on a Saturday. Perfect. Saturday, April 24th against the Seattle Mariners at Fenway Park. The Bosses box seats right behind the third base dugout. Caller 5 right now, 802-655.
Call, he's answering,
I'll try again, 802-655-6672, and you score that pair of Bo Sox tickets as part of the Bo Sox Bonanza.
Nice.
That's how you read a promo.
Wow, you are so good at that. You're just so good at that.
That's good.
Instead of yesterday, we're doing this thing.
Yeah. He even pronounced everything right.
Because I only read stuff for like Geico and Farmers Insurance and Cars Direct and multi-billion-dollar companies.
Right, and yet you can't say Caller 5 wins.
We love Arnie on the multi-billion-dollar companies, but I do a bad job.
Amir says right on the money, Rich, for what, the read I just did?
No, don't do that.
It could be hundreds of different things. Like, I think he's talking about John Becker loving Burlington and saying this is where I want to be.
So what? So when somebody offers him $2 million a year, how much is he going to love Burlington?
$2 million a year.
Well, $800,000 was Utah State. Suppose someone says, I'll give you a mil. I'm going to give you a mil.
That would be a little tough to say no to.
Of course. Amir loves Coach Becker. We all love Coach Becker, but hey, sometimes you just got to say goodbye.
I don't know. Maybe I've had offers of like more than $10,000 to work in radio at other markets, and I've said no.
Shane said Becker turned down Duquesne. Yeah, that's Duquesne, though.
Yeah.
Who wants to go to Pittsburgh?
All right, let's go to the phones.
Do we have a winner?
We do have a winner. We did have a caller number 5 on the line, and they were cutting out in and out.
Oh,
you're not supposed to tell them that.
Well, Dylan was caller 1.
So the problem is we have to move on to another caller. Oh. I mean, that's the way that it works.
So did we move on to another caller?
So we've moved on to another caller, and we have got Patrick on the line, I believe.
Patrick, you won, my friend. How about that?
I love it.
Well, keep the enthusiasm down, please.
Usually Rich hangs up on me.
What? You a Sox fan?
I am.
Well, that's always the right thing to say. Where are you from?
Charlotte.
Oh, you could afford new tickets.
Oh, he's in a rich area.
You could afford front row seats in Charlotte.
Have you been to a lot of Sox games or no?
No, I've been to one.
Oh, okay, cool. Look at that. See?
All right, well, as long as you're not a Seattle Mariners fan, because that's the team they're playing, this is perfect. Can you go? It's a Saturday, the 24th.
I'm pretty sure I can.
Who are you? I hope so. Pretty sure. Who are you taking?
Hopefully my wife, if she'll come with me.
I don't know. I'll take the guys. They'd probably be better. I don't know. I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you all your information. So go.
Patrick, beers are $12. Yeah. Okay, $12 a piece.
There you go. Bring a lot of money. So they...
I'll plan on it.
Yeah. Thanks, Patrick.
All right, Patrick. We're going to put you on hold and get some more information from you, okay? Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on.
There you go. Going off to the Red Sox game, enjoy.
For his second trip to Fenway.
Wow, I've never been there.
That is unbelievable to me.
I've never been.
How is that possible, Mr. Joe Sports?
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't been to Wrigley.
It's horrible. Yeah. Shane says the current Duquesne coach makes $1 million per year, as I told you last time, Arnie. He already declined an offer just like the one you're describing. I said, because it's Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh, sir. Nobody goes to Duquesne. Nobody's going to go there, though. It's not a bad place.
Coach at Pittsburgh, he might have to consider it. Or George Mason, which is also in Pittsburgh.
George Mason's in Pittsburgh?
I think so.
I think it's in Virginia.
Oh, crap.
It's not in Pittsburgh. Robert Morris is outside.
Robert Morris. George Mason.
What is wrong with Robert Morris?
George, Bob, whatever.
No, George Mason's outside of Virginia.
I meant Robert Morris.
Knucklehead.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
I got a list of the best ballpark food for 2021.
You want to do
from
that
all the different stadiums.
Let's do that when we get back. We'll do that when we get because we're so far over the break. We'll do that when we get back. We have other stuff to get to. I want to get to the Angel fan stuff, what's happening there. So 802-655-6672. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on a Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll probably be on a little bit late, probably around 4:30 to 6 because of the Red Sox game tomorrow.
Well, it depends. Can we get Nathan Eovaldi to pitch poorly?
Yeah, he'll pitch fast.
Well, if he pitches poorly, then we may not get on till 4:30. But the game starts at, what, 1:10?
1:10, so usually a three-hour game takes you to 4:10, 20-minute post-game, 4:30, boom, 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 we're on.
And then Thursday, we are not on at all because of my 60th birthday. We decided not to do a show.
I decided that we needed the day off.
Actually, that's not true. The Red Sox game starts at 3 o'clock.
Who do you think called the Red Sox and had it start at 3 o'clock?
And then next week, we're basically doing nothing because Minnesota changed all their games against the Red Sox next week to afternoon games.
You're doing – I'm doing nothing. You have some stuff I need to get done here. The garage needs to be cleaned out. There's a lot of stuff here in the offices that need to be done while that's going on.
He is the station manager.
Yes, I am the station manager. And you need to be doing some of this stuff, like I've been doing for the last 5 years.
You show up here 10 minutes before the show every day.
But I do the cleaning. I show up every year.
Nothing.
Every year I show up for the cleaning, though.
You work 11 hours a week.
Do I? No, 10 hours here.
Yes.
And then And 6 hours on the weekends. That's 16.
Not here.
No, not here. That's for sure.
Somewhere far bigger.
TJ, get to the food thing. What is this? The best foods in each? Turn on your mic. There you go. Turn it on.
Ballpark food, one of the joys of summer.
Yes.
And there's a website that ranked all of them with each Major League Baseball stadium, what they had to offer and what their best item was.
Dodger dogs are the best, but that won't be on there. They'll go with the exotic items.
How about
taking the crown was the chicken and waffle boat at Atlanta's Truist Park.
Chicken and waffle boat.
Yes.
I never got the infatuation with chicken and waffles.
That sounds healthy.
I never got the infatuation why you had to get that combination.
Plattsburgh just said, Rich, leave Arnie alone. We love him.
Yes, wow. Leave me alone, Rich.
Second was the Fenway Frank. Screw your Dodgers.
Fenway Frank.
Fenway Frank?
The Fenway Frank.
I've never had one because I've never been
Boiled,
there.
Boiled, grilled, placed lovingly in a split-top roll.
Boiled. Oh, gosh.
And then topped how you like it.
No. It's got to be grilled.
It has to be burned black.
It's got
to
be grilled.
Wrapped in cheese and drowned in mustard.
Chicago White Sox guaranteed rate field. Good Lord.
Is that really called guaranteed rate field?
That's what it's called. Smothered fries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big deal. Like, that's some delicacy.
Cincinnati.
I can make that.
It is in my life.
Great American Ballpark. Candy Cloud Waffle Cones. Cotton candy, soft serve, rice cream, and sprinkles in a waffle cone.
Oh, big deal on that, too.
Houston Minute Maid Park, the barbecue funnel cake.
Yeah, that's big. That's
now
big.
That
in the
sounds
South.
Awesome.
Funnel cake is big at the fair when Texas and
Is that like barbecue pork on a funnel cake?
I don't even know what a funnel cake is.
One year they had fried Pepsi. It's like, they fry everything. No, I'm serious. I'm
it's
not
like elephant
around.
Ears.
Fried Pepsi.
Oh, well, that clears it up.
Okay.
I haven't had a lot of those either.
Anyway, Los Angeles Dodger Stadium, they say it's something called the Esquite, grilled Mexican corn with mayo, chili powder.
Oh, yeah.
And cheese sauce.
That's a lot of Hispanics. No cob. Big Hispanic population, obviously.
Milwaukee's Miller Park Brachos. Oh,
yes, the Brats.
I've had the Brats there. I've been to that park. It is delish, my friend.
Yeah, they say bratwurst makes its way to the top of the kettle with chips along with kraut, pico jalapenos, sour cream, nacho cheese, and other kinds of
stuff. Down with a 12-pack? Absolutely.
Yankee Stadium, Lobel's steak sandwich.
Huh.
Not to be missed with gravy on a brioche bun.
The steak sandwiches in Philadelphia are great.
Can you imagine what a steak sandwich at the new Yankee Stadium must cost?
Philadelphia Citizens Bank Park cheesesteak. Tony Luke's does it right with Cheese Whiz.
Yep.
I forget the optional peppers and onions.
I forget the ones that are across the street from each other. Pat's and I forget Al's or Pat's or something like that. Pat's and somebody else, and they go back.
At a stadium?
No, this one, that's just a big cheesteak place in Philly. Okay. That's the famous
Scott
one.
Scott in Plattsburgh says Seattle's fried crickets didn't make the list.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the fried crickets.
Pittsburgh's the last one on the list. PNC Park, Manny's Barbecue. Pulled pork service, sandwiches, pierogies, which are awesome. And burgers all game long.
Best park in the major leagues, in my opinion.
PNC Park?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not been there.
Stunning. The product isn't real good on the field.
You've been to Dodger Stadium, though, haven't you?
I have not been there.
Oh, geez, you're missing out on that.
No, there's still nine. I have nine left to go.
Kevin in Colchester saying Geno's or Pats. And look,
Geno's and Pats. That's what it is. Yeah,
here's the deal. They're obviously really great places to get a cheesesteak in Philadelphia, but there are so many other great places.
Those were the two famous ones, though.
Yeah.
I feel even bad saying this, but how stupid am I where I used to work for the Dodger Station? We used to do our show from the stadium.
Wow. Oh.
And then I would go home before the first pitch.
I wouldn't even be able to talk if we did a show from Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, but the show would end at like 5 o'clock and the first pitch was at 7.
You couldn't get out of Chavez Ravine parking lot fast enough.
Well, because the cars were flying in. So I'm like, I better get out of here now. And try to get out of there in downtown and make it home at 5 o'clock. You might as well just walk. You might as well just walk home. Instead of just staying and watching the first three innings or something like that and going home at 8 o'clock, I'd stay for a couple of times, but it was just gorgeous out there. And people were like, why are you racing home? Mike was like, I'm not going to get home until like midnight stay out here.
Well, can you make sure that happens in our life now that I'm old?
You'd like that. Huh? You would have you would never go. You would stay there every night at the ballpark.
We did the huddle maybe, six years ago at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers with the Red Sox. I couldn't even talk. Yeah, it was so exciting to me. I'm sitting in the press box and all these famous writers, you know, Peter Gammons is on one side of me, Shaughnessy and Rob Bradford, and I'm just like,
you would have loved it. They treat you like kings and they're all great. They're like, and the PR guy goes, Hey, here are three or four guys I can get. Who would you like? Pick two or three of them. And they'd bring any Dodger player you want up there, you know?
We'll take Kershaw. How about Mookie?
you got to remember, we were the flagship of the Dodgers. So we were their, you know, the sister station. We were the main, we were the big macha, is what they say. So we could get whoever we wanted. And they had to call in. They didn't have a choice.
Zolak wasn't sitting behind you yelling at you?
No, he was not. He was not doing that.
That would have ruined the whole experience in about 5 seconds.
Because that's what happened to me in Foxborough.
Got to have lunch with Tommy Lasorda. Got to meet Vin Scully. The food was great. I mean, you went out of blast. That was the perk. That was the one perk of working in Los Angeles. I got that, and I got to go to all the Laker games, Clipper games, and stuff like that.
You're a pretty important guy.
Oh, yeah. Just ask me.
Just looking at you, it's hard to understand.
Did you ever sit near Jack at the Lakers game?
No, you don't get to sit there. No, you don't get to sit there.
No Jack seats.
No Jack seats there. That's not allowed. Leave Jack alone. All right, 802-655-6672. We'll come back. Last story standing. Oh, no, we'll get to some of the scraps. That's next. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 the game. All right, let's get to the scraps real. The most important story I didn't get to. When you come over Thursday, TJ, are you going to be able to fix my golden tee or not?
I think so.
It almost booted back up the other day, but then it buzzed out and fritzed out on me. So
Yeah.
When we have the party, you got to go ahead and make sure.
We're going to check some fuses.
How much did you pay for that game?
$1 zillion.
You paid $1 zillion for something that lasted how long?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, so I'm very happy about that.
You could have bought a new car with the cost of that thing.
Thank you. Four UMass players will have to sit out.
Oh, no.
Because of COVID worries. At least the whole team doesn't have to forfeit.
I think UMass is our only hope,
but it's,
aren't they, for the final Frozen Four?
Well, one was their leading scorer, and one was their starting goaltender.
Ugh. Bye-bye, Minutemen.
Doesn't mean they can't win. They've is it? No, it's Lowell that has a high-scoring team. I think they're a high-scoring team, though. I'm not sure.
Well, they're quite a story. I mean, you look at UMass, man. They just came into the league, what, 15, 20 years ago? And they were good almost immediately.
The last 5 years, they were in eighth place or worse. And they turned around the program. So it goes to show you it can be done. And like John Buchagrass said, there's plenty of players, like I've been saying, to turn around a program.
Well, look at some of these tiny schools that made it to the Frozen Four.
They're all in Minnesota, Duluth, but they made it before.
Quinnipiac. Union.
Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac Union.
Yeah.
Union. I mean, these are.
That was a long time ago, Union.
I'm holding out hope.
All right. Also, MLB will change the All-Star game to Colorado. Let's not get political about that, Clay Travis.
I'm glad it's going to Denver, one of the great cities in this country.
And the Yankees get, is it Roughneck Odor, who was a Texas Ranger?
Yes. Boy, did his star fall in a hurry.
He was him and...
Jose Bautista.
It was him and, I forget the other guy's name, that was coming up, and they thought he was like the next star.
Yes, he was supposed to be the big deal.
Yeah, him and...
Maybe 8 years ago.
I forget the other... Jerkar or something like that?
Oh, Jerickson Profar.
Yeah, there you go. But look at you! Profar is who it was.
It's baseball.
And I always said it was some guy named Jerk. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Profar.
It's baseball. I can't help myself.
And DJ, you better fix my golden tee on Thursday.
All right.
I have no confidence. Confidence level very low.
Speaking of using that phrase.
I know a guy.
Are you bringing back Power Play Friday?
Yes, I am. The new and exciting game sweep of the country. Red Sox tickets may be on the line, I hear.
Oh,
yeah, maybe
Friday.
On that.
Yeah, we have to do, we're going to do two pairs of Red Sox tickets Friday because we're having no show
on Thursday
because of the Red Sox. So
we'll have a lot of short shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week,
you must
too.
Be loving that.
Well, we'll still give away the tickets, though. TJ, let's get to last story standing. What do we got going?
Wacky or insightful? We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
You've heard the phrase, you're doing it wrong?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Well, you'd think the time when someone wouldn't want to commit a crime is when they were finally getting out of jail. But there's a 35-year-old guy named Stephen Moran from Vero Beach, Florida, and he was arrested last month for criminal mischief and taken to jail. He got out on a $1,000 bond. And while he was in the booking area getting discharged, he stole a webcam off of one of the jail computers and slipped it into his pocket.
Attaboy. What state?
Florida.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
No way.
Attaboy.
When the jail realized the camera was missing, the police investigated and figured out Steven stole it as he was being discharged. So he was arrested on Thursday. And by the way, he got out
so
on bond again. As far as we know, this time he didn't take anything on his way out.
That's kind of stupid.
That is so funny.
Vero Beach, the home of Dodger Town.
I love that.
And a man in Killeen, Texas woke up to find a surprise in his guest bedroom.
It's got to be a snake.
Jovita Vaughn says she lived in the house back in 2009, so in her eyes, that entitled her to break in, strip down naked, and take a little nappy in the guest room on an air mattress.
Fair enough to me.
Not one to welcome such a surprise. The unnamed homeowner called the cops who booked her for criminal trespassing last week. And
I used to live here. Could you imagine if all the past owners get to show up at your house, Rich?
Yeah.
There's a lot of nudity in Last Story Standing. We had the naked parachuters yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
What's on your mind, buddy? You okay?
No, I'm all right.
All right.
I'm good.
Is that all you have for Last Story Standing? You didn't do a very good job today.
That's what happens
when I leave it in charge of him. I'm like, TJ, you do Last Story Standing today.
He's been distracted. He's
there's a
he's
town
vaccinated.
North of Tokyo who has taken a stand against those who commit one of the greatest sins of all time.
What is that?
Walking on the escalator.
That's a sin?
Yes. Anyone riding the escalator going up or going down will now be required to stand. No walking will be permitted.
Nothing sums up the impatience of this country more than that.
Oh, shut up.
Absolutely.
Get a little exercise.
Do you ever... Yeah, did you just say that to me? The guy who hasn't left his couch for 6 years.
Get a little exercise. By the way, if you're listening to Grand Rapids, South Dakota tonight, I'll be on at 6:35.
Grand Rapids? That's in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Rapid City.
Cedar Rapids?
No, Rapid City.
Rapid City. Oh, you've hit the big time.
Yeah, I'll be on at 6:35 today.
That's even a smaller market. I mean, that's like being on in Brandon or something.
I go out like once a month with the host there.
You do realize that's a smaller market than Burlington.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, where is it?
Rapid City, South Dakota.
Rapid City.
South Dakota. Wow.
What's next, Branson?
Yeah, well, I worked my way up to that.
Moncton Ridge?
Yeah. I go, hey there, what's going on, everybody? What's happening?
Again, nobody in South Dakota talks like that.
You don't know that. All right, TJ, what's coming up? Well, you have a very short Champlain Valley game night tonight.
Yeah, we do have a very, very short Champlain Valley game night. Get you ready for the Red Sox tonight, pregame at 6:10.
And by the way, Plattsburgh just said, DJ, you did an awesome job like you do every day, DJ.
Wow,
thank
look
you.
At that. Look at that. Rich, radio, my friend?
Oh, my gosh, this is a heavenly night for we Boston sports fans. You got everything but the Patriots tonight, all at the same time. The Celtics, the Bruins, the Red Sox. We'll have the Sox-Tampa game with the pregame starting in about 15 minutes. And the big Celtics 76ers game at the Garden tonight with the pregame at 7 on 960 The Zone.
One of the things we're going to do on Champlain Valley game night very quickly tonight is to announce the winner of our bracket challenge game.
Oh, good, good, good. All right. So for intern 12, for TJ, for Rich, I'm Arnie. Enjoy Champlain Valley game night and the game on 101.3 The Game.